We continue where we left off yesterday. There is a polarization going on within America, which is leading to a crisis. And the Bible says in verse 15 of Revelation 13, there was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast might even speak and cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So here we have a real crisis within America. Entities combined together have pushed people to the point of intolerance. Now, in the past, America has been known for its tolerance, its freedom. It's freedom of speech, its ability, it's the melting pot. People of different races and different ideas and philosophies have come together and lived basically in harmony for over two centuries. However, things change. And I've often wondered, how is it we can get to the point where people are not tolerated if they think different, even to the point of killing or putting out a death decree against those who do not conform? How could America ever get to that point? And I've wondered how it could happen. Well, actually, for that to happen, there has to be a cultural shift first, topped off by a crisis. Now, the cultural shift, I never imagined how it might come about, but we're actually seeing it happen in the last few years. It's called cancel culture. That is, people can't tolerate what someone else believes, so they want to cancel them, cancel their voice, cancel their ideas, cancel their philosophies, cancel their speeches. This began on college campuses. And often conservative speakers who were scheduled, there were protests against them, and so the school would cancel their coming. And sometimes when a conservative speaker came to a campus, and these young people who have been schooled in liberalism and couldn't handle hearing challenging ideas, they actually, the college or university, made safe zones for them to go to that had coloring books and crayons and things where they could relax and hear soft music. I wonder if they had changing stations for the diapers for these grown-up babies. Basically, they are totally different than what America has stood for. America in the past, people challenged each other. There was open debate. People didn't want to kill each other because they thought different than them. There was not a cancel. Well, there was always fringe, those who wanted to lock each other up because they believed something different. But overall, the culture in America was a culture of debating ideas. Just like the Bible says, God says, bring forth your strong arguments. God can take it. He's big enough to take it. He wants us to argue with him. The Bible says steel sharpens steel, so man sharpens another man. So as we put forth our ideas, we're sharpened by one another. And yet this isn't tolerated in many circles today. We have a cancel culture, which is preparing us, preparing the world actually, for the crisis that's coming, where tolerance will be gone and intolerance will be the way, will be the norm. And so as we move toward this, we have a polarization of America. Now, years ago, when I was a student, they talked about the bell curve. On the bell curve, the majority of people were in the hump in the middle of the bell. And the extremely smart and the extremely that didn't do too well, they were on the ends. Today, they talk about a well curve. If you can picture a well drawn on a whiteboard, it would have two sides not far apart because an old-fashioned well is maybe dug 3 or 4 feet wide. But it's very deep or very long, has two long sides, and then a bottom. That bottom is where the center is, okay? In the well curve, the center was the majority. In the bell curve, I should say, the center was the majority. But in a well curve, the center is small, the independents. but the majority are on two different sides. This is the polarization that's been going on in America, and there's a reason why, which we will learn in our next segment. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.